It's always awkward when someone's pet gets eaten by a snake. Don't really know what to say. But it happens. It's what happens living in Africa.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
I was just at the park with my family and some friends and our dogs, the dog park, and actually the whole time I was getting calls, mostly just for bush snakes, the odd night adder, so I wasn't very social. Then I had a call, basically a guy went to check on his sister's hamster, and instead of a hamster, there's now a snake. And I said to him, is there still a hamster by any chance? And he said, no, there's no hamster. The hamster's inside the snake. Very sad, I know, very unfortunate. But this happens quite often. We had a pet hamster taken by a house snake as well. It happens. It's free food. I asked him to take a photo, because I thought that's probably a house snake. But then I asked him, are you bordering bush? Because I know there's some mambas there. And he said, yeah, there's a big servitude here. So I begged him for a picture, although I was going to go anyway. And he took a photo from clearly a distance. He has expressed he's very scared. And I just see this little face looking up, and I thought, no way. And then I saw the second picture, and it's definitely a black mamba. So I just shouted to everyone, mamba, mamba, mamba. And we all jumped in our cars. My mum and my wife have gone home to take the dogs home, and my friends are following me. So everyone's excited. My friend and his family, Duncan Slabbit. Duncan is a fellow snake rescuer who I rely on a lot, and he helps me out all the time. And his daughter Jade is super keen on snakes. So we're all rushing off to the mamba call. Exciting times.
Hello.
Sorry, I brought some things with me.
No, it's fine.
Sorry about the hamster.
No, I'm also sorry.
Is this the hamster cage right here? No.
No.
Oh.
So if it wasn't the hamster, it was the rabbit,
yes.
The little guy,
eh?
Beautiful specimen. Sorry, I know he's done bad things. What opens this top green thing?
Yeah, the green
thing. Okay, just
wait
right
there. Okay, yeah, I can see it, no?
You want to watch out because if it pops out, you'll...
No. Okay.
Sure. And there's the hamster.
Yeah,
that's like a yearling mamba, huh?
Yeah, that's like 1 year old.
It's a beaut.
Yeah.
It's a very healthy specimen. Hopefully he hasn't been eating other hamsters. Do you want to look at the culprit? It's not something you'll see every day.
I've got the bucket.
See the black mouth?
Yeah, it looked a bit grayish when I first saw it. I literally came walking and had to check on it for 2 days.
Okay.
And then I saw it and I was like, that looks gray and I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
What's
shape? How old is your sister?
She's
16. That one. Was she close to it?
Have you had a puppy now?
Naughty snake.
Is the hole
It's on that side.
Wonder.
Down that
rat.
How did he get in there though?
He just squeezed in, eh?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I could see here.
Yeah.
I see.
Let's give him a bucket before it regurgitates. Regurgitates, so it's a complete waste of hamster. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Well, that to me was really interesting and really bizarre. I guess really sad for the owner. Bit of an awkward one, really. It's always awkward when someone's pet gets eaten by a snake. Don't really know what to say. But it happens. It's what happens living in Africa. So, yeah, the mamba apparently came through a little hole in the window. Rats made. Couldn't resist the Russian hamster. I mean, it squeezed through a tiny little gap to get it. But it's got a full belly. Nah. Just hope it doesn't regurgitate. Snakes usually regurgitate when they're stressed, so they throw up their meal. But weirdly, I found mambas usually don't regurgitate. Most snakes, like especially like pythons, you get a lot of calls for pythons in chicken cages, and as soon as you go near them, out comes the chicken. But mambas, I mean, I've caught mambas that have just eaten a kitten, a dusty, a rat, all sorts. Full stomach, and catch them. Sometimes it's a bit of a stressful capture, and they don't regurgitate. I don't know, I find it quite interesting. So I'm hoping it doesn't. There is really cold weather coming tomorrow, apparently. So I might just stick it in a heating pad just so I can digest its meal. But yeah, the caller was nice about it. Didn't have any ill feelings towards the snake. Often people want the snake chopped up and whatever. But anyway, what can you do? But beautiful little specimen. A youngster, probably 2 years old. Well fed, very healthy. Very pretty snake. As soon as I got the tongs on it, it went ballistic. It did not like the tongs at all. Yeah, they never do. Quite an easy catch, really. I mean, it's not like I had to chase it. It was never getting out of that hamster cage. So, yeah, this concludes a pretty interesting weekend, I guess. I picked up boomslang eggs today. A farmer caught a boomslang yesterday, last night, in his wood pile. He was busy prying. And then he pulled some wood off. He uncovered the snake. Put in a bucket. This morning he was going to release it and he checked inside and there the snake had laid eggs. So that was pretty cool. I went to, yeah, he released the snake and I just collected the eggs to incubate them. And then yesterday I caught a tiny mamba, one of the smallest I've seen. So yeah, pretty interesting weekend. Warm weather's good.
This has been another real life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.